It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week I was tossing up different ideas over the weekend on my trip back last night or yesterday morning, technically. I was thinking about the future and facing the future. So we're going to roll with that this week. And today we're going to start with letting go of what was. Scripture focus is Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Think back to school children. Maybe when you were in elementary school, you might have spent endless hours working on those origami projects. You remember those little pieces of paper that you folded up into like cute little squares and triangles. And then you'd sit around with your friends and ask it serious questions like, what will I be when I grow up? Like the piece of paper was going to be your fortune teller and let you know. You may have even asked like, what color will my boyfriend's eyes be? Or will I pass this class? Or is mom and dad going to be mad? Adults, we are not really much different than that. As a matter of fact, we may not fold that sheet of paper into shapes anymore, but we still carry kind of the same curiosity and sometimes anxiety about the future, and we want to know how things are going to turn out before they turn out. Will this job work out? Will this relationship last? Will I ever heal from this heartbreak? Will I ever heal from losing somebody? And it's only natural for you to wonder. Everybody kind of has an itch to scratch when it comes to what lies ahead. But sometimes our gaze into the future is clouded by a tight grip on the past. And that could include things like disappointment or failures or unmet expectations. And they really just start to weigh us down from moving forward. But the Bible encourages us to give up the backward look and fix our eyes ahead where God is already working. So you're supposed to let go of what was, trust Him with what is, and walk in confidence into whatever will be, and forget the past. Focus on Him, face the future, and always remember whatever it holds, God is in control. Now, remember, it's easy to live in yesterday, whether it's reliving our glory days, nursing old wounds, or wondering how things might have turned out if life had gone just a tad bit differently. It can be hard to let go of some of those things, but holding on to the past just really keeps us from stepping fully into the future that God has planned for us. And Proverbs 27:1 is a powerful reminder that tomorrow isn't promised, and yesterday is already written, and all we really have left is today. And if today is where we are right now, and that's where God wants us to meet. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting, but it means releasing what no longer serves your growth, and that guilt and bitterness, the what ifs, as Kane Brown says, they don't get to hold the power over your next step. When we let go of what was, we make space for what could be. God's not asking you to fix the past. He asks you to trust Him with what's ahead. As we go to you in prayer today, God, help us let go of what was, our failures, our regrets, the things that we cannot change, and remind us that your mercies are new every morning and that today is full of purpose, and we choose to step forward with open hands and a trusting heart. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.